The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood from the Dell Small Business Studios. If you want to go into space, you have to do a lot of planning many years in advance. That's why NASA is making plans right now for a trip into space in 2069. It's tricky because some of the technology that will be needed hasn't been invented yet. From the earliest days of our attempt to go off our planet.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Planning has been key. To get into space, you can't just launch a rocket and hope for the best. Every detail, from the overall voyage itself to the tiniest bolt on the rocket ship, has to be taken into account. That's why NASA is working on a mission into interstellar space that could launch not next year or even the year after that, but in the year 2069. That's the 100th anniversary of the first moon landing. The goal would be to search for life outside our solar system in the Alpha Centauri system, which is nearly 4.5 light years away. But here's the really challenging part. Some of the technology that would be needed does not even exist yet. For one thing, it would need to travel at least 10% of the speed of light. We're nowhere near that yet. But engineers do believe that we will be soon. To get there, NASA is thinking about a plan to send tiny probes powered by lasers, which in theory could reach a quarter of the speed of light. They are also considering nuclear reactions, or even the power of collisions between matter and antimatter. Right now, the only spacecraft we humans have made that has left our solar system is Voyager 1, which is now nearly 12 billion miles away from Earth. But with luck and a lot of planning, it could have some company after 2069. The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. I'll see you right here on the radio.